there. It's Cynthia from the Experiential Table. And it has been a minute, hasn't it? Well, after a great first season, the Experiential Table is back. And I am so excited to kick off season two with some incredible interviews and conversations. Let me just start by saying that the first half of 2020 was a big one in so many ways. The year started off so strong for my agency, Hidden Rhythm. We were able to work with brands on super creative and fun activations, ranging from a luxury bathroom trailer at the Women's March in Washington, D.C., to a natural toothpaste-inspired slide in Palm Springs. That's right, toothpaste-inspired slide. Let's just say we had a lot of fun. Not to mention, on a more personal note, that I am now just a month away from the due date of my first baby. It is an exciting time for sure. And I haven't even mentioned the C word, coronavirus. The experiential marketing world has been turned upside down due to COVID-19. Our pipeline of events has been postponed indefinitely, as we really don't know when things will return to normal or at least close to normal again. But those who know me know that I am an optimist, and I believe that where there's change, there is opportunity. In just a few months into our new world of lockdowns and social distancing, we have already begun to see some really creative developments in the world of experiences. That is, online experiences. Today, we've been forced to rethink and repurpose the way we use platforms that have been in front of us this whole time, whether that's Zoom, Facebook Live, or even TikTok. All right, I am not on TikTok yet, but who knows, after another month of quarantine, I might finally cave in. So here's what you can expect for season two. We are going to have real conversations about what you can do to market your business through experiences, whether offline or online. Even though offline events have come to a halt, there is still so much you can do to prepare your business for events down the road. In this season, I'm chatting with experts in event staffing, venue design, mobile tours, and many more topics. Now is absolutely the time to invest in learning all of the things you'll need to know to grow your brand through events. And of course, I will be diving into the world of online experiences. Honestly, I am really, really excited about this. I think that we have huge potential to do more online, especially if we take the lessons learned from experiential marketing offline and apply them to create more engaging experiences online. We've only just started to scratch the surface, and online experiences are here to stay. I believe that even when things go back to normal, or normal-ish, we'll still look to online experiences as a way to engage consumers. I cannot wait for a world when offline and online experiences can work together to create pure magic for brands. And season two is all about exploring that and more. And one more thing. As with season one, our community is a very important part of this podcast. Our Facebook group, The Experiential Table, continues to be the place where we share inspiration, data, and other resources. I hope to see you in there and cannot wait to hear your thoughts on season two. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.